You're listening to FMGRadio.com. Welcome to The Happiness Choice, a show that shares with you the secrets to how you can find more happiness each day, with your host, Marilyn Tam.
Hello and welcome. This is your host, Marilyn Tam, for The Happiness Choice. Today, we have a really amazing guest. He's a dear friend, and more than that, he is Howard Schiffer, the founder and president of Vitamin Angels, a global nonprofit organization that helped over 30 million children a year in 50 countries. Howard founded Vitamin Angels, the largest agency in the world distributing micronutrients to alleviate blindness and malnutrition. He had a successful career as a business executive, living the good life when he decided to follow his life purpose almost 20 years ago. Howard has happily succeeded in making a dramatic difference in the lives of people all over the world and has won numerous awards and recognition for his good work, including the Dietary Supplements Education Alliance's DSEA Hero, a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Nutrition Business Journal, the Global Humanitarian Award from Viva Khan Ashram, and even Keys to the Cities. Vitamin Angels has been rated by Charity Navigator as a top 10 highly rated charity relying solely on private contributions and also their top 4-star rating. Howard is also the author of 3 books, and yes, he is living his happiness choice. So please help me welcome the amazing Howard Schiffer, a dear friend and global humanitarian, to the Happiness Choice radio show. Welcome, Howard.
Thank you, Marilyn.
It's so good to talk to you. I know that you're just squeezing me in between your trips from Africa, and now you're going to go to the Philippines.
Actually, India. It was very far east in India called Nagaland. Mm-hmm. Got back about a week ago now. On Tuesday, I leave for the Philippines.
I don't know how you do it. You must be really a happy and energized guy. So today, I want to share with our listeners how somebody like you, who was successful in the business world in so many different areas, you know, you worked in the vitamin business, you were in the nutrition business, you were actually even in business of buyouts and consulting, and then you changed your whole life and became the founder of this amazing organization now, Vitamin Angels. And throughout it all, you maintain that you are a happy guy. And I know that's true because I've worked with you and traveled with you into different places, working and dealing with people in very reduced circumstances. And yet you always maintain this equanimity and happiness about you. So tell us your secrets.
Well, I've learned how to sleep on planes. So I've been traveling all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm called the founder of Vitamin Angels, but I tell people that Vitamin Angels actually found me.
Mm.
And it didn't feel like a choice. It felt like the only thing I could do. It felt like my life was calling out to me. And the feeling I had was that if I didn't do Vitamin Angels, I could actually lose my life. I just felt like, you know, I was getting to a point where I thought, if I stay doing things that I'm not really passionate about any longer, I'm going to, you know, another 10 years will go by and I'll have missed an opportunity to really do something meaningful.
Mm-hmm. And so you followed what was your inner calling and you shifted your life. Was that hard? How did you go through? I know that some of your story, and it was not easy. You know, financially it was challenging. Personally it was challenging. What kept you going? What made you know that that was what you wanted to do? And how did you maintain your focus?
Well, I mean, fortunately, I have a very, very good support network. I have a wonderful family who really believe in me. I have a great marriage, wonderful children who really resonated with this work. I have a great community of people that, you know, that put a lot of value on what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I knew people in this industry, the natural product vitamin supplement industry, who were immediately interested and signed on to help me. So I felt like I was getting support all along the way, and it was tough. I mean, we didn't have any money. I didn't get paid for 10 years.
Mm.
We didn't have any health insurance. You know, my family was getting older, and I was, you know, somewhat concerned how I was going to provide for them, but also how I was going to sustain Vitamin Angels. And there were many, many years where we would get into the summertime, and I would talk to Jeff, who was helping me out, and I would say, how are we going to do this? What are we going to do? We don't have any money in the bank anymore. And we always got through. It always seemed like at our most trying moments, a door would open up and something would happen and the next opportunity. And it always felt like we were being led, like this is what we're supposed to be doing. And you'll be given the next piece of information when you need it. And you just have to keep going forward. And it honestly was a confluence of opportunity, both in terms of the people we were reaching, the children and the moms all around the world, and organizations that really needed our help, the partners that we knew in the first in the natural products industry and then in the retail industry and the farm industry who really believed in this and really wanted to sign on board. And then this great group of people who originally volunteered and then became full-time staff for Vitamin Angels that show up every day and just do phenomenal work. I mean, our management team, we're all retired. I pulled them out of retirement to come here. So, you know, you can't get that dedication and that inspiration if you're not doing something really meaningful. Mm-hmm. And that was what it always came down to for me. I always, you know, I'm unique, I think, among people who are running large nonprofits in that I, for the whole life of Vitamin Angels, every year I spend a lot of time, as you know, out in the field. Mm-hmm. Most presidents maybe do one trip a year, and, you know, this year I'll probably be doing six, and most years it's 6 to 8 trips into the field. And the purpose of those trips to me is to keep me in touch with the work that we're doing and to let me reach and talk to the moms and the children whose lives we're impacting so that I could be sustained to go do more of the work. And that's really what keeps me going. And that's my happiness, is that I've met the moms, I've met the children, and when I'm speaking to you or when I'm speaking in front of an audience, that's who I was never a public speaker, but I'm speaking on behalf of the children and the moms because they have no voice and people won't know about them unless I tell their stories.
Yes. And that's so amazing. And I just want to go back to something you said, that you didn't even get paid for 10 years. And I know that you had to have a day job and then this on top of it to feed your family. Wasn't that really stressful? And you say that you've had a creative and supportive community. But I think that's something that you build. What's the secret there?
It was really stressful. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was very, very difficult. I mean, I got 2 mortgages out of my house, borrowed money from people. Vitamin Angels was kept alive on a wing and a prayer for those 10 years. And the secret was just this inner knowing that this is what we're supposed to be doing. I mean, that, and a lot of it's in retrospect, but I look back and I think that there was something that was really, really deep inside that was saying, this is the work we need you to do. And I kept showing up, and so we kept getting more and more opportunities. And, you know, people like you, I mean, you introduced me to the opportunity to work with Nancy in Tibet. That happened all the time. You know, Marshall Karp called up wanting help to get vitamins to an orphanage in Romania. Mm-hmm. And within a few months, he had introduced us to Johnson & Johnson, and they had funded this gigantic campaign in India that's now letting us reach 4 million children. So over and over again, you know, really with no expertise and no credentials and certainly no capital, people kept coming forward and saying, we believe this. We believe in what you're saying to us. This is an amazing opportunity, and we're going to help you do this. And I kept getting the help to take the next step.
And you've done so well with it. Thank you. I just want to just go delve a little bit into Vitamin Angels because I think people have to understand how powerful this organization is and what it does. And most people don't know what it is, why are vitamins so important, so especially vitamin A. So maybe you can share just a little bit about why vitamin A supplementation is so important.
Well, I'll tell you the story that was my first awakening. And this is after I've been in the vitamin business for 14 years. So I've been selling vitamins. I've been producing them. I've been marketing them. And there's an earthquake in Southern California. And a relief agency calls me up and tells me they need vitamins for the migrant worker families that have been displaced from their homes. They're living in tents. They're not eating right. They're not sleeping. They're stressed out. And they're afraid that sickness or an epidemic is going to spread among the elderly, but also, more importantly, among the young children. So I help them get vitamins. And after the relief effort has settled down, we have a meeting, and I said, let me come and talk to your organization and find out what vitamins you need, because I have a lot of connections. And I go in and I say, you know, we can get you prenatals, or we can get you children's multiples. You know, tell me what you need. And the response was, we need everything. And I was like, okay, well, tell me what's possible. And this woman, Susan, at the relief agency said, well, if you can get us high-dose vitamin A, we can prevent children from going blind. Now, remember, I've been in the vitamin business for 14 years. Nobody has ever, ever told me that vitamin A can prevent a child from going blind. And so I started inquiring about, how, you know, what does it take? And she says, well, it just takes two capsules. And I said, wow, two capsules a day? And you can prevent a child from going blind? And she says, no, two capsules a year. And I nearly fell off my seat. I thought, you can't be, this cannot be real. And of course, I left the meeting in disbelief, but went back and did the research. And sure enough, Dr. Alfred Sommer from Johns Hopkins had done this research and discovered that two high-dose vitamin A capsules will actually prevent a child from going blind. And the more amazing thing that he discovered while doing his research was that they actually, the blindness is almost the canary in the coal mine. It's telling you that nutrition is so bad that children are going blind. The reality is that half the children who go blind die within 12 months from an infection or diarrhea or a childhood illness because their immune systems are so weak. And that's where vitamin A is important, that it helps build your immune system. And children are born with very weak immune systems, especially if their moms have been chronically and generationally malnourished. So if you can get a child high-dose vitamin A at a very young age, and we start at 6 months old, and then continue through the first 5 years of their life, just one capsule every 6 months, literally one capsule every 6 months, you can increase their survival rate by 24%. And our cost to do that is 25 cents per child per year. So for me, being in the industry, I thought, this is incredible. This is an amazing thing that just with two high-dose vitamin A capsules, we can not only prevent these children from going blind, but we can actually increase their survival rates by 24%, and it's going to cost us 25 cents a year. I couldn't think of anything that we could do that would be more impactful.
That is truly amazing, and I'd like to commend you that it started in this country, this in the United States, where we think that everybody has access to nutrition. And you say that right here in Southern California, there are people who are on such marginal nutritional intake that they have the potential of going blind and, of course, even dying from lack of nutrition.
Well, in this country, It's latent long-term malnutrition. So it's a slightly different problem. It's the opposite side of the same coin. So they actually don't go blind, but you do get children who are very young who have a propensity toward juvenile diabetes. You get children who are obese. You get children who have heart conditions, you know, at 10 years old. These are long-term latent malnutrition problems. They're caused by undernutrition and eating too much of the wrong food and too little of good nutritious food. So it's the high fat, high sugar, processed junk food that that comprises many, many children's diets in this country. There are many children in this country who the only nutritious meal they eat during the week is the lunch meal at school. And on the weekends, the cupboards are bare. I mean, there are food deserts right in South Central Los Angeles and all over the country. I mean, we're working in many states from coast to coast. There are food deserts all over the United States. And these are the children whose lives we can impact. These are the moms that we get them prenatal vitamins, and they have a much better chance of having a healthy pregnancy and a healthy baby. So that's our focus here, is to try to get children under 5 years old, children's multiple vitamins, and then get these moms prenatal vitamins. They ideally get them on prenatals from the moment that they know they're pregnant, all through their pregnancy, but also while they're breastfeeding. So I want, you know, we want to promote exclusive breastfeeding for the first 6 months because that's been shown to have the greatest impact for the health of the baby. From 6 months on, then you can start to get them, you know, internationally we'll get them on the vitamin A. In this country, start introducing complementary foods and nutritious foods so these children can have a healthy life. And I'll tell you, Marilyn, what has been becoming more and more apparent is that the nutritional problems and on the other side, the opportunity that exists in the first 1,000 days, so that's from conception to 2 years old, affects the trajectory for the child's entire life. So if that mom is on prenatal vitamins and she's eating well and drinking, you know, good liquids and she has a healthy delivery and her baby's healthy, and then we keep that child healthy for at least till 2 years old, that child's whole life is going to be impacted. And we've seen that all over the world. I mean, I cannot tell you how many countries I go to and these moms come up to us who are just so, so excited because they see the difference. I mean, some of them have had babies that were struggling and that were not healthy and were always sick and couldn't do well in school. And then they get on the prenatal vitamins, they get their children on the vitamins, and all of a sudden these kids are alert, they're not getting sick, they're doing well in school, and they really have a chance to have a full and productive life.
And I can see why that's so exciting and creates so much happiness in your life. And we talked about this a little bit more in greater detail in my book, The Happiness Choice, where I featured you also in about your own ways of achieving happiness and what business and health and all the different balances. But for the short time we have here on the show, talk a little bit about your life balance, because I've been with you, we've been in India, where the people are subsisting not only on a dollar a day, they were a dollar a week. It was just dismal circumstances. And yet you maintain that balance and happiness, and you come home and you see your family for the short time, and everything seems to flow for you. What is that secret here?
It's honestly very, very simple. I mean, I see the hope and the possibility in the children that we're working with, so that's really motivating to me. And I take really good care of myself. You know, when we're in other countries, I will not drink, you know, anything except bottled water. I always make sure I get enough sleep. Mm-hmm. I wake up every day at about 5 o'clock and sit for 45 minutes and meditate. Mm-hmm. I'll get exercise every day for about 40 minutes. I'll do stretching and yoga every day. And so wherever I am, you know, whether I'm in between in hotels in New York City, or in Dubai airport, or in Nagaland, I'll wake up and stretch and meditate and then exercise during the day to really stay balanced. And I find that to me it's a priority. I mean, it's something that it happens to work with what my preferences are. I'm not somebody who wants to drink a lot or party a lot. But I find that to keep up this pace, I've got to be rested and I've got to be well nourished and I have to have a calm inside me when I start out so that I can kind of confront what's going to come my way and be most effective.
Mm-hmm. And that's so amazing. And I know that you have three children who are doing amazing things too. So somehow you've imparted the same wisdom and same following of your life purpose to them. So the love and connection you have with them, even though you're not there all the time, has connected with them. So what is the secret there?
Oh, I think they're amazing. They're amazing beings all on their own, quite honestly. And the way I've been able to support them is to take them into the field with me when they've been able to. So you know, Zoe's gone to India. Austin's coming with me to the Philippines next week. Eliana, this past year, instead of her senior year in high school, worked in Kenya in a fistula clinic. Mm-hmm. Then she met me in Vietnam to help do the distribution to 3.2 million children there. Then she went to Indonesia, to Bali, to help in a midwifery clinic, to be part of that team in Bali. And now she's in the Andes Mountains in Peru installing water filters. And to me, you know, I see so much excitement and so much potential in young people. Most of Vitamin Angel's team is 20 to 30-something years old. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the core of our team. And these people are so intelligent and so passionate and so committed. And, you know, they're the ones who are making vitamin angels work every day. So when I see what my kids are doing and I see what the people in the office are doing, I'm really inspired. I mean, people will say, oh, you know, do you feel like the world is going to be okay? And I say, you know, to me, it looks pretty good. I mean, we're working with really wonderful people around the world who could probably be making a lot of money working in a hospital, but they're choosing to work with the poorest people on the planet. And I'm working with these big corporations who, turns out, have a wonderful heart and soul and really want to support Vitamin Angels' work. And then I'm working with all these young people in the office and my own family who are doing amazing things on their own. I think, wow, this is, it's just going to keep getting better because these people are committed to make the world a better place. I mean, that's their dedication. That's their passion.
And that, I think, comes very much from your enthusiasm and for your showing them what really makes a difference, what is meaningful, and what your purpose is. So, Howard, thank you. That is so great to share your wisdom. And I can't wait till next week's show when we talk to you again. And so you can share the wisdom and insights and advice you have for others so that they too can live their happiness choice. Today, we have Howard Schiffer, the president and founder of Vitamin Angels. Would you give us your website so that they can look up more about you? Of course, they can also find out more about you from the Happiness Choice book, but your website, Howard, please.
It's Vitamin Angels, plural, ANGELS.org, like organization. So Vitamin Angels, plural, .org.
Thank you, Howard. Can't wait till next week.
Marilyn, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
You've been listening to the Happiness Choice Show with host Marilyn Tam. For show info, schedule, and guest bio, be sure to visit www.fmgradio.com/Marilyn Tam. That's MARILYNTAM.